Dit is Dr. Terry Grossman.
How easily are these bioidentical hormones available in our country? Do you know that?
I believe they're very, very available throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And because they're generic medications, they're quite inexpensive. So it's possible to test people's levels. And I find that most people don't need these hormones until they get into their 40s or 50s. But at that point, many people do have deficient levels of certain hormones, and they can take these things, and they can be done with, for women, they can do it without increasing their risk of breast cancer. They can get all of the benefits without any of the harms. And the same thing with men. For instance, we worry until recently, the interesting thing about hormone therapies in medicine is we keep changing our mind. We almost reverse what we said every five or 10 years. And I've been a doctor for, 30 years, and I've watched it change from one to the other to the other. But in the last 5 or 10 years with testosterone therapy for men, for instance, the big fear was high testosterone levels will increase the risk of prostate cancer. So we were afraid to give men testosterone. Yeah. And this was based on the fact that if a man has prostate cancer and takes testosterone, the prostate cancer will grow faster. But then some doctors began to ask the question, who has the higher levels of testosterone, young men or old men? And the answer is obviously young men. Who has a higher incidence of prostate cancer?
Old men.
Old men. Yeah. So they were wondering, well, if young men have such high testosterone levels, how come they're not getting prostate cancer? And what they found was it's actually low levels of testosterone that increase your risk of prostate cancer, and also high levels of estrogen. So now what we do is we measure these levels of both estrogen and testosterone in men, and we give men bioidentical testosterone. And then there's also things we can do to make sure their estrogen levels don't go up. Because often when you give an older man testosterone, it will be turned in estrogen, which then creates problems. So we now have ways to safely treat both men and women with bioidentical hormones.
And are these ways natural or synthetic?
The hormones are synthetic in terms of they're not made from animals or humans or things like that. They're made in the laboratory. For instance, the estrogen is typically made from a type of sweet potato. And they modify the chemical. So it's a synthetic, but it's not artificial. It's identical to the chemicals that are naturally found in the body. So that's why we refer to it as bioidentical.
And do you know any natural ways to boost your hormone levels to the previous state?
Absolutely. Yeah. So for instance, I'm 65 years of age, and I've been measuring my, just like I write about in my books, how you should test things as you go along. Well, I've been testing my hormone levels for many years. My testosterone level keeps going up every year. And now my levels are the levels of maybe a 20-year-old.
Wow.
My testosterone level is almost 900. And when I started measuring, it was 440. So it's doubled over the years. And the way it's done that is thanks to the fact that I have done some caloric restriction in my diet. I do more exercise by doing strength training exercise in particular, like things to build muscles. Mm-hmm. You can raise your testosterone and growth hormone naturally. And there was a very interesting study where they took a group of 30-year-old men and a group of 62-year-old men. And they measured both of their hormone levels, testosterone. And obviously the 30-year-old men had higher levels than the 62-year-old men. Then they had them do strength training exercise for 45 minutes, three times a week for 12 weeks, and then they measured their levels afterwards. And they found that the 62-year-old men had levels equal to the 30-year-old men 12 weeks later. So it's you're possible to erase 30 years of hormone decline just by going to the gym and working out for 45 minutes twice a week.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so that's a good natural way to do it.
Yeah, it is.